This is The 21st Show. I'm Brian Mackey. As we're going to be doing on every Friday program, we're putting a spotlight on arts, culture, and recreation in Illinois, highlighting everything from interesting food to the many musicians and bands that call our state home. This week, Zachary Moore, who goes by Zachary the Artist. That's Zachary, spelled Zuh-C-A-R-I. She's based out of Springfield, and right now you're listening to her song, River, from her album, Do Not Disturb.
All I hear is madness. Every time my mama talks to me, all I see is sadness.
As her name suggests, Zachary does a lot of different forms of art. Besides being a rapper, she's also a poet, a model, and a muralist. And with us to talk more about her art and work is Zachary herself. Welcome to the 21st Show.
Thank you guys for having me. I'm excited.
So let's talk about your stage name. Why Zachary, Zuh-C-A-R-I, as opposed to Zachary as your sort of given name?
Okay, so a while ago, whenever I first started getting into music, and it was around the time when I was trying to release my first project, Do Not Disturb, we came across a problem. Somebody else had their name published as my government name, so I couldn't get my name published. You guys might know him. His name is Zachary as well. He has a song with Kendrick Lamar called Love off of his Damn album. So I had to change my name. And I know that sometimes, I know growing up, it was hard to pronounce my name, especially with teachers, and I would always have to be like, it's Zachary, so I might as well just have that as my artist name, you know?
Yeah, it does make it easier to pronounce, I will say that. So talk about, how did you get into music? Have you always been passionate about making music?
It actually didn't start with music. My family has always been musically inclined, though. My grandma on my dad's side, she was a singer, and my dad was also in a male singing group back in the day. But for me, though, my artistic side started through my drawings and poetry. Growing up, I found a love for the violin as well, and was first chair from seventh grade to my freshman year of high school. Learning to play by ear helped me realize how I could match my vocals to this note, too. I didn't take advantage of my voice, though, until like my junior year of high school when I auditioned for the talent show. There I won first place, and I was rewarded with beats, a radio interview, a show, some studio time. But around that same time is when I had lost my brother to gun violence in Decatur, and he ended up being the spark that ignited my release to the album Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, and I want to come back and definitely talk about your brother a little later on. You mentioned playing violin. Do you still play?
I don't, but I do want to get back into it. I had, our family actually had financial problems my freshman year of high school, and I wasn't able to continue with it because it was so expensive, but I do want to get back into it.
Wow, that's a bummer. All right, so you mentioned your first EP, Do Not Disturb. How did that come about?
That started as, the first couple tracks that were on that project started as me wanting to drop them as singles, but then I was like, I could just turn this into a whole project. That project was like a guideline of what my grieving process was for when I had lost my brother. From the beginning, it's like the first stage is a grief, and then it goes all the way to the end of like acceptance. And I'm still kind of trying to accept that. And you can see that going into my next album. But Do Not Disturb, it covers topics like police brutality, implicit bias, systematic racism, and then also like gun violence and what I see going up in Decatur.
Well, maybe this is a good opportunity. We should listen to a little bit. This is from the song Zintro from the Do Not Disturb EP.
I walked outside unknowingly knowing I had something on my back today. Stepped inside my school with no teachers that looked like me. Forced to Google pictures that said my hair was done unprofessionally. It's the little things that bother me. Mommy, how come they only give me peach crayons? Do I look peach? Today, my friend told me my Skittles were too dark to be her friends, but I like all my Skittles. I started to notice what was on my back today. Closed my locker door to find a security guard staring at me. The tardy bell rang. The hallways were empty. He grabbed my arm and pushed me into the dean's office. I was looked up and down and felt what was on my back coming to the surface. The secretary grabbed my shirt and stapled the words, "Keep your child out the sun so much." I ain't have no skin condition. I felt the target that was placed on my back today. I heard them
talk about your writing process.
Okay, sorry, that just got me so hyped. But my writing process for that song, well, poem, I had split it up into three different, I guess you could say, point of views, but they're all in my speaking. The first one is like me aged as an adolescent, growing up, not really knowing what racism is, coming into the world, still trying to figure everything out, and having these experiences and coming back home and still trying to just decipher them. And then the second part goes into like my teenage years, going into middle school, all these problems that I had to grow up into. And then the last part is like me now and still trying to figure out my way into the world, but noticing and taking note of all the things that are wrong with the world and what I can do to change them.
You mentioned your brothers, losing your brother to gun violence. Who was your brother in life? Tell us about him.
My brother, his name is Keith Brewer. We lost him back in 2018. He was in prison for a few years. And then when he got out in 2018, I think it was around June, we were ecstatic for him to come home. I was the only one home at the time, actually. And he played football. His number was 89. We had a, I'm not sure if it was a club, but we had a place down in Decatur called Old King's Orchard. And he played football through them. Sorry, I'm getting a little emotional.
So you say he came home. What happened with him, if you're comfortable talking about it?
In 2018, it was 3 days before his birthday. It was Labor Day, actually, I think. September 3rd, 3 days after his birthday, he was in a roundabout in Decatur, the south side of Decatur, and someone, I guess, pulled up and asked him a few questions. They acted like they was turning off on him, and then they ended up shooting him, and he was with somebody as well.
I'm so sorry for you and your family.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You channeled that your grief into your art, yeah? How do you take that grief and channel it into art?
As a kid growing up, when I started with poetry, it was always the poetry, everything that I wrote was dark. And I feel like writing from then and now, like, has always been my outlet. It's always something that, like, if I couldn't talk to people or if there was something on my mind, I would always be able to just turn to my journal and write through there how I felt, even if it wasn't like logical sayings. I'm not sure how to say that, but even if it just came out in metaphors, like, that's how I was able to express myself.
I want to talk about your entry into the Tiny Desk concert, which is how we learned about your work, called How It Feels. This is a new song you submitted.
When I can't beg a stranger for some peace, seeing mama stressing, trying to make two ends meet, breaking down and crying at a grown white man's feet. They tell me how I feel to see your brother go to jail, pray you go to heaven, knowing you already in hell. Gunshots and fireworks, you don't forbid a fairy tale, but the difference is that you can't even really tell.
Talk about that.
Okay, my song How It Feels, it was inspired in the dedication to my brother and others like him. It's on my unreleased album that I haven't dropped yet called Imperfect. So the way you spell that is the I and the M is in parentheses and then imperfect. So the purpose was to present different point of views from the people I seen growing up, as well as vividly describing my experiences growing up as a Black girl in the hood, quote unquote, indicator.
You also mentioned earlier that you writing poetry. Talk a little bit more about that.
Poetry, at first it started out as just something I kept to myself. I didn't really see like a future with poetry or music at all in general. I thought I was going to be doing like basketball or volleyball or something that entails sports. But my, sophomore year of high school, I started writing poetry more. I was in a speech class. I found out like that this was something that I actually enjoyed. And then I just ran with it.
I understand you have some poetry to read for us today.
I do. I have a lot of poetry. I didn't know what you guys were in the mood to hear. All right. So the first one I have here for you guys is called Click Boom.
There's two types of flashes a black boy knows. The flash from their second mugshot picture, click, boom. And the flash from the 1+8 that got them in that cell, click, boom. I'm not talking math nor science class. Seeming as though that black boy couldn't learn nothing from either of them anyways, because black boys aren't taught in white boy schools these days. Black boy taught to one, grow up, get a job, stop messing around. Two, grow up, get a wife, stop messing around. Three, grow up, boy, stop having babies, stop messing around. He heard grow up three times and was still told he had to be the man of the house. Sorry, I'm at his daddy's house. For the fourth grow up quotation being yelled into his ear by his adolescent black mama, black boy was just 13. 13 years old and black boy lost three homies and still don't know how to grieve. Black boy don't have black school counselor to vent to. Just a white lady behind computer desk who black boy is forced to go to, not to express his feelings, but for discipline on why he acting out in class. Lady, this is not acting. This is real. Black boy is crying out for help, but laughing and disrupting is the only way he feels he can get this attention. Detention, detention, go to detention. Detention, detention, retention. Black boy can't cry, so black boy pretending to be okay. Possessing all these suppressed emotions, so now the only thing he possesses is that 1+8 that got him in that cell in the first place. Revenge in the hood is just an endless cycle of pain from a black boy given to another black boy because they killed my homie too. And one day that black boy gonna be gone and another black boy is gonna be taken in retaliation of his. Flash, click, boom. There's only two types of flashes a black boy knows. The flash from their second mugshot picture, click, boom. And the flash from the 1+8 that click, boomed him into the afterlife too. And that's all for that one.
Wow. I'm just processing that still.
It is a heavy one. I had wrote that back in February 2022.
You can feel the emotion and your passion about it.
Thank you. It's definitely a heavy topic. Growing up in Decatur, you see a lot of kids going missing and childhood friends going missing and people just disappearing. And Decatur really is turning into a ghost town. And it's sad to watch.
Did you want to read your other poem?
Yes. This one is called Black Is. I have wrote this a little after Juneteenth last year. And here goes. Black is. Black is dirty. Black is hidden. Black is negative. Black is the black sheep. Black is non-existent. Black is the absence of color, the absence of pain, the absence of absence, the absence of. Black is. Black Monday, Black Plague, Black Mail, Black Market. Black is criminality. Black is the bandana wrapped around the face of a criminal. Black is scary. Black is hostility. Black is aggression. Black is, there's a black man walking by my house. I need police here right away, please. Black is. Black is beneath me. Black is night. Black is walking under street lights knowing your mama said bring your black A home. Black is seeing bright red colors with badges holler at you. Come here, boy. What you doing walking around these parts? Where you headed, black boy? Isn't it funny how the color black is associated with everything negative, but I still have to mark my job application with black. Black is a black mama finding the remains of her son sprawled out on Martin Luther King Street. Black is, nah, not my baby, Lord, no, please. Black is black. Black is me. Black is on purpose. Black is strong. Black is struggle. Black is something ghetto. Black is hustle. Black is. And that's all for that one.
When people who have not lived the experience you're describing in these poems, how do they react to you when they hear that?
Honestly, in awe. I've done a couple shows where I've done poetry as just the only thing that I do. And they're left with no words. They have to feel everything. They feel everything that I'm saying because it's all genuine and true.
What do you hope people take away from your work, broadly speaking, music, poetry, art?
I want them to know that I'm a person that they can relate to. My 19 years of being here on this earth, like I've been through a lot and everybody goes through things. Everybody has trauma. I want them to know like I'm that too. I'm them too. We're all connected. We're all going through something. So if we can relate just off of what you heard in this song, even though our lives are completely different, that's all that matters to me.
Zachary the artist, thank you so much for being with us and sharing your story and your art with us today on the 21st show.
Thank you so much for having me, y'all.
Praying that my granny will live twice longer than me. If I could change it up.
And that was Zachary the artist, an artist of many forms based out of Springfield. We're going out on her song Zoutro. And that's all the time we have for our Friday show. The 21st Show is a production of Illinois Public Media. I'm Brian Mackey. Thanks for listening. We'll talk with you again on Monday.
Silent speaking, city grieving, we on section 8. Daddy leaving, time receding, keep my head on straight. If I could escape it, I would. If I could change it, I would.